Justice Thomas has the opinion of the court this morning in case 22-976, Garland versus Cargill.
This case comes to us on a writ of certiorari.
To the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. Congress has long restricted access to machine guns, a category of firearms that Congress defines by the ability to shoot automatically more than one shot by a single function of the trigger. Semi-automatic firearms are not considered machine guns because they require shooters to engage the trigger for each shot. A bump stock is an accessory for a semi-automatic rifle that allows the shooter to rapidly re-engage the trigger and therefore achieve a higher rate of fire. This case asks whether a bump stock converts a semi-automatic rifle into a machine gun. For many years, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, took the position that semi-automatic rifles equipped with bump stocks were not machine guns. ATF changed its longstanding position in response to the mass shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. In October 2017, a gunman using semi-automatic rifles equipped with bump stocks fired into a crowd attending a music festival, killing 58 people and wounding over 500 more. In the wake of this tragedy, ATF issued a new rule stating that semi-automatic rifles equipped with bump stocks satisfy the statutory definition of a machine gun. Michael Cargill challenged the rule under the Administrative Procedure Act. He argued that ATF lacked authority to promulgate the rule because semi-automatic rifles equipped with bump stocks are not machine guns under the statute. The district court granted summary judgment to the government. The Court of Appeals reversed after rehearing en banc. In an opinion filed with the clerk today, we affirm a semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock is not a machine gun under the statutory definition because it cannot fire more than one shot by a single function of the trigger. The phrase function of the trigger refers to the physical trigger movement required to shoot a firearm. No one disputes that an unmodified semi-automatic rifle cannot fire more than one shot by a single function of the trigger because the shooter must release the trigger and allow it to reset between each shot. This does not change when a semi-automatic rifle is equipped with a bump stock. Rather, the bump stock accelerates the rate of fire by causing distinct functions of the trigger to occur more rapidly. Even if a semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock could fire more than one shot by a single function of the trigger, it would not do so automatically. The statute specifies the precise action that must automatically cause a weapon to fire more than one shot, that is, a single function of the trigger. But firing multiple shots using a semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock requires more than a single function of the trigger. A shooter must also maintain forward pressure on the rifle's front grip. For these reasons and others set forth in our opinion, we affirm the judgment of the Fifth Circuit and remand for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Justice Alito has filed a concurring opinion. Justice Sotomayor has filed a dissenting opinion in which Justices Kagan and Jackson joined.